Our scripture today is once again another parable of harvest. It comes to us. It will be on the screen. It comes to us from Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 24 through 30. Today I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. I invite you to listen very deeply to this parable that you may have heard many, many times. Let us listen. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The word of God for the people of God. I invite you, if you will, please, to gather with me around the throne of grace as we pray. Holy Spirit of the living God, come into this place. Help us to hear you, to feel you, and to respond to your call. Fill the atmosphere, O God, with your presence. Let us know that you love us beyond measure and that you have come to call us to be part of your kingdom. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord, for we need to hear your voice. Amen. We continue today with stories of the harvest, and today we're going to deal with weeds. Growing up, my father used to just love to watch the old Western movies. You know, John Wayne, Gabby Hayes, Gunsmoke, The Rifleman, and those wonderful vistas of the West, where you always knew who were the good guys and the bad guys. You know, the good guys wore white hats and they had on badges, and the bad guys hid behind the rocks, and they never seemed to take a bath. They always were, you know, I mean, really. And I don't know what Dad saw in the Westerns, but I think part of it was you always knew the right from the wrong. You knew good and evil. It was easy to spot, was it not? It was a day in which it was very easy to tell. It was very simple. And when Dad passed, we found video cassette. For those who don't know, they were kind of rectangular things and you stuck them in anyway. Did you see the story that they're no longer the last company that's making VCRs is no longer going to make them? You know, Goodwill doesn't even take VCR tapes anymore, in case you want to know. I tried. But you understood what was good and right and what was not. And this parable seems to contradict that, does it not? The landowner sowed good seed, and someone came in the middle of the night and sowed tares. That's the old word for it. And when it began to grow, the hired hand said, "Master, did you not sow both good seed?" And he said, "Yes, and someone has come and sown bad seed." In fact, it's very difficult to tell the difference between darnel, which is tares, and wheat. They look an awful lot alike when they're growing together. And you can't even tell the difference until harvest time. The problem with darnel is that it houses within it a fungus that has a poison to it that will infiltrate the whole crop, and if you ingest it, it could be fatal. And at the, you can't even tell the difference until the very end. In harvest time, wheat turns brown and darnel turns black. And that's the only time you can tell the difference in the two plants. You know, it's kind of like that in life, is it not? It's very hard to tell the difference between good and not so good. Things in our lives can appear to be good and yet turn out not to be so good. Strawberry shortcake's that way. It's good. It's very, very good. But if you eat 10 pounds of it, it's not good. I heard an amen over there. Relationships can be that way, can they not? Some relationships start off very, very good, and then they go south. Some organizations appear to be good, and yet when you get into the inner workings, or they appear once they get going not to be so good. And our world is full of good and evil. One writer I said that I was reading and getting ready said, post Eden, we must live in a world that is full of good and evil. That is a condition of our life. And it's very hard to tell the difference, is it not? That is just part of being who we are. And I wish we could tell the difference, but that is not always the case. And the parable goes on to say we need to give it time to tell the difference. In fact, a weed today may be a wheat tomorrow. You see, people aren't like plants. Sometimes people that seem weedy can oftentimes become wheat. There was a person that I knew in my former place of ministry who was a weed. His life was so very messed up. He had a rap sheet a mile long. He had addictions to all kinds of things. And he came into my office one day, and he was such a weed that he was ready to end it all. He'd come by my office to say goodbye. He was on his way to Jefferson Street Bridge to jump off. He was tired of being a weed. He was tired of all the baggage that his life had produced. He was tired of feeling worthless. He was tired of feeling unloved. He was tired. We talked in long enough that mobile crisis could get there. And through the care and love of wonderful professionals and through a lot of hard work on his part, he was able to go into rehab. He was able to get the help that he needed for his mental health issues. He was able to leave there to get on the street. He sold papers for the longest time. But then he found that he really, really had an affinity to helping senior citizens. And he had an affinity for gardening, believe it or not. And he formed a relationship with an older couple where he could find housing by staying with them, and he helped keep them in their home and did yard work for them. And before too long, he found a landscaping position over in the Germantown area. And he continued working hard on those issues in his life. And my friend has been clean and sober for 2 years. And he sees himself not as a weed, but a wheat who has turned his life into bread for others, filling and nourishing those around him. You see, a lot of people were willing to write him off as a wheat, to throw him into the fire. But because of someone else's care, he's a wheat, bearing fruit and being bread. Sometimes we put the weed label too quick, do we not? thanks be to God, God sees wheat when we see weed. And you know, to be honest with you, as J.L. Elwes Callis said, the truth is, I myself am a bit of a weed. We must admit that in our own lives, we bear both wheat and weed. When we get real honest, as someone once told me, we're not all bad in a bag of chips. We have the capacity within our own souls to be weed and wheat. We are capable of so much good, so much warmth and hospitality, and yet we are so capable of callousness and coldness and just downright hatefulness. We get so consumed in ourselves that we forget to look out for each other, do we not? And we become complacent. Like, it's like we have blinders on. And we go about our lives wrapped up in ourselves. That we forget to take notice of those around us. Have you noticed the people around you here? Maybe those who haven't been here for a while, and have you reached out? Or maybe those who are struggling around you, who are really trying to come here and find solace, and what they just need is a hug or a handshake. Maybe there's someone in your office who's being a weed, and what they really need is your gardener's hands to say, you know, with a little tender, loving care, you can become a weed. And maybe there's someone in your family, boy, you'd like to pull them up and throw them on the weed pile. But what they need is the farmer's touch. You know? They need the farmer's touch to become the wheat that God intended for them to be. And maybe you need to offer yourself a little grace. Offer yourself a little grace to say, God, I need you to come into my stone-cold heart and to break it so that I can become the plant, that vibrant plant that you want me to be. Maybe, God, I'm tired of being the thorny bush, the prickly pear, and to become bread and nourishment for those around. You know, it's not fun being the weed. The funny thing about dandelions is they're pretty. You like the little yellow flower, and we call them weeds, but they also, dandelion greens aren't too bad, you know? Surprisingly, they're nourishing. I don't know, maybe I'm just getting sentimental in my old age. Maybe I just realized that I need God's grace every day. I don't know about you, but I need God to come and be the master gardener and pull out the things in my life that are preventing me from being as close to God as I can be. I need God to reach in with those loving, nail-scarred hands and pull out of my life everything that is keeping me from being the child that God created me to be, so that I can be the wheat that God needs me to be. Our world has enough weeds, amen? Our world needs wheat. Nourishment. Our world needs us to stand up and say that there is a God who is more powerful than evil. That there is a God who is ready to love and to bring people in. I need the God who loves me to take the complacency from my own life and the fear from my own life and the laziness from my own life and pull it out, roots and all. You know, with weeds, if you don't get the roots, they keep coming back, right? so that my life can be a life worth living. A life worth being part of the kingdom. A life where the light of God can shine. I think that's what God's calling us to be. I think that's what God's calling all of us to be here on the bend. A little less weedy and a lot more wheat. So I invite you during this next week to allow the loving hands of God to reach into your heart, reach deep, really deep, and pull out. It's going to hurt. It's always going to hurt. But to pull out those things that are keeping you from realizing the good plant that you are, the good and righteous creation, son and daughter of God that you are, so that you can grow strong and be the nourishing plant, not the weed, the nourishing plant that God is calling you to be. So as we sing our final hymn, say what? 467, the altar is open. Come and let God begin that process in you. Come and kneel and let the Master Gardener touch your heart. Will you stand, please, as we sing?